Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to our regular question and answer session.
Our happy Sunday.
Our happy Sunday, where we spread joy and answers to the nation. First question, Matt.
On Jordan Peterson, whom we went to see and had a kind of PTSD account of on the pod a few weeks back, this is from Roland. Thank you, Roland. His popularity, in my view, is due to several factors. His followers' sense of despair at the modern world, his followers' love of simplicity and blame, an apparent, sometimes real sense that liberalism struggles with right and wrong and responsibility. I agree, he's a crock of shite, says Roland. But apart from humour, how can such charlatans and populists be countered? How do we make nuance and complexity attractive in an age of slogans? Very good question.
Thank you. Well, and forgive me for sticking on the thing you've said we have to move on from, which is humour. I think humour is far and away the best way to attack these people, mainly because it's what they so conspicuously lack themselves. You know, Jordan Peterson is one of the most sanctimonious, humourless people I've ever seen.
Although he does sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, and he wears funny as fuck suits. I mean,
very
really
strange,
hilarious suits, but with no self-awareness whatsoever. So I think attacking them with great humour,
yes,
doggedly, is the way that will eventually expose them. And also, they hate it because they hate the idea that people are laughing at them.
Yeah, and one of our mantras on this podcast is that decency doesn't have to be dull.
That's,
you know,
right,
that progressives do not have to be, you know, woefully earnest, and they shouldn't be. And when you're confronted with someone like Jordan Peterson, you should have a laugh because he is actually funny, and satire is what they deserve.
Yeah, and life is, like you're touching on, life is too short to take these guys, to fight them on their same sort of sanctimonious level. Yeah. Fight them with humour, you know.
Fight them with humour, and you know, don't allow them to draw you into their kind of strange rabbit hole of hyper seriousness.
A healthy dose of derision.
A mega dose.
Next
mega
question.
Vitamins.
Next question, please. Third, Matt. Okay. Please, please stop doing what others do, describing your musings as an emergency podcast. This is a reference to our podcast we did this week.
Inaugural emergency podcast.
Which, in the spirit of podcasting, we called it an emergency podcast. Interesting and thought-provoking it may be. Thank you for that. But an emergency, it most definitely isn't. The world would be unchanged whether or not you bless us with your thoughts. Thank you, Keith in Banbury.
What? Well, it has to be said that I think Keith is onto something. It isn't.
What do you mean? Oh, the world has been changed fundamentally.
Well, there are elements of his question that I might take issue with, but I do agree that the emergency podcast, you know, sort of international rescue.
Yeah. The trouble is, it's become a bit of a kind of a standard descriptor. Now,
it has,
it?
You know. It's sort of code red emergency podcast. So I think we're going to have to think up an alternative name for the extra podcasts that we do.
Maybe Hot Take or something.
Hot
like
Take
that.
Or, well, the trouble with Hot Take is that everything's a hot take now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, well, I think this is, Keith, this is work in progress. Yeah. Boss Matt and I have been mulling over this. Yeah. We always take on board our listeners.
We agree with the sentiment
because, and we are going to come up with an alternative formulation because we agree that, you know, it's COVID is an emergency, a podcast isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
agreed. Thank you, Keith,
so
for pointing that out.
We're on it, on the case. Okay, do you think, this is from Jay Wells in France, Do you think that the EU should undergo a radical reformation before the UK contemplates rejoining, or should the UK rejoin as soon as possible and thus participate in its reformation? Brackets, I am a dyed-in-the-wool Europhile, having worked for the EU for many years. Very interesting. Thank you, Jay Wells. Matt?
Well, I mean, obviously, in an ideal world, if I could rub the magic lamp and have my wish...
The Rishi Sunak magical thinking.
We'd go back in time to, you know, June 2016, and the result would be different,
and we wouldn't be sitting here.
Exactly.
Course,
yeah. So
there would be no new European.
As is often
irony,
pointed out to me, yes. I'm guiltily one of the few winners from Brexit. But to
Brexit dividend,
I think to answer your question more seriously, I think the EU will inevitably change if it wants the UK to rejoin, but it won't want the UK to rejoin until there's consensus in the two parties that Britain's future is within the EU. So that's where the battle line is now, is to put pressure on the UK domestic parties to realise that life would be so much healthier and better for all concerned,
yes,
if we were back in the European Union.
And I think the EU is undergoing reformation. It may not be fast enough, but I think that you can see in Ursula von der Leyen's approach to what's happening in the Middle East and technology and so on. She understands that the EU has to start behaving like a block,
yeah,
in a world of blocks. When rather than if, I hope we rejoin, I think the EU will already be reformed. But we can't hang around waiting for it to be perfect before we start the process. It took 12 years last time, yeah, to get in. I hope if there is a new government, we start the process of at least on a diplomatic level, you know, beginning the talks that lead one day to us becoming members again.
Yeah, and it even when we do rejoin, I say when, not if, but when we do rejoin, it won't be perfect, but it will be better, and that's all that counts.
And it'll be better for us being there, and this is, yeah, what a lot of people in the EU say even now.
Thank you, Jay Wells.
This month on The Modern Man, the award-winning magazine show for your ears, we tell the story of Kaz Jane, a woman who takes police officers into the woods and makes them cry. Plus, we explore the trend for philanthrotainment. Is it right for YouTubers to become charities? And our resident relationships expert, Alex Fox, tackles dating after bereavement. And there's music and your letters. It's a packed show. Join me, Ollie Mann, on The Modern Man. That's MANN. Yes, it's a pun on my name. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Or there's a link in the show notes.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who do I vote for in the general election? Asks Andrew McIntyre Pell. Thank you, Andrew. No one party has anything of substance now the Liberal Democrats have ruled out a pro-EU policy to take to the election. And the smaller parties that do have pro-EU policies are, I feel, a wasted vote. What do you think, Matt?
Well, good question from Andrew. Thank you. It's true that because of the sort of Brexit, you know, don't mention the Brexit rule that seems to have become part of the political discourse, it's quite hard to find a party amongst the main parties anyway that's saying really pro-European things. However, I do think, you know, when push comes to shove, the only party that's going to in practice bring the UK closer to the EU is Labour, and that's a very you know, it's a suboptimal answer to a good question.
Yeah,
but I do believe that. And yeah. I'm not saying that they will, if they do form the next government, that it will move at the pace that some of us might wish. But I do think that the trajectory, I hope at least, will be the right one. So that would be my answer.
And if you live in Islington North, as I do, your choice is going to be possibly between an independent Jeremy Corbyn, who's the standing MP, and a Labour candidate. And having heard him on Piers Morgan this week,
denying 15 times.
15 times. To refuse to say that Hamas is a terrorist organisation.
And by the way, John McDonnell, who was his shadow chancellor on Peston, immediately said, yeah, of course. A terrorist organisation.
Who wouldn't? I can't remember. Was it Hugo Rifkin tweeted? Hugo Rifkin from The Times tweeted something about this is it in a single clip as to why he is unfit, both in terms of content and presentation. You know, the idea that he's too stubborn to realise that you've got to say, of course they're a terrorist organisation. Anyway, this is a long-winded way of saying I'll be voting for the other guy. Last question, please.
I'd be very interested to hear your views on whether or not Suellen, I think they mean Suella Braverman, is psychiatrically disturbed or bonkers, as we academics term it. It looks that way from here, but what do I know? Michael Rosenthal, writing from an attic in the North Cotswolds, a suggestive location in itself. Well, Matt, what do you reckon?
Well, it's really tricky, isn't it? Because I don't want to get into the game of loose language around mental illness, but I think she demonstrates such kind of perverse symptoms of nastiness that I think they do need to be categorised in some regard. It's not normal the way she seems immune to certain degrees of humanity.
Bit of a political anorakry. There's a thing in America called the Goldwater Rule, because when Barry Goldwater was running for president in 1964 on the Republican ticket, 1,000 psychiatrists signed a letter saying that he was psychiatrically unfit for office. And afterwards, people thought about this and thought, that's none of them had examined him or knew him. That probably isn't a good rule. So the Goldwater Rule is that you don't actually make judgments like that about politicians if you're a psychiatrist. And it's sort of a lot of journalists have tended to follow it, certainly in America and to a certain extent in the UK. And of course, we all remember the fuss when Andrew Rawnsley reported someone described as someone who has an extremely good claim to know the mind of the Prime Minister as having, Gordon Brown as having psychological flaws. Yes. That was way back in 1998. So there are issues around this. I mean, I think that we certainly shouldn't, to Matt's point, we certainly shouldn't get into the formal language of psychiatric illness. Mm. But she is bonkers, isn't
well,
she?
Well, I mean, this will be something you'll never, ever hear again. Praise for Anne Widdecombe. But I think her description of Michael Howard when she said that there's something of the night about him. You know, there's something around that with Suella Braverman, that there's something you would look at her and say, what's made you like this? You know, the child of immigrants, why are you like this?
I think that I'm a great believer in the word bonkers, because I think no one could seriously think that by the word bonkers you mean someone who is ill psychiatrically.
Yeah,
clinically ill. I think crazy has, there's some issues around crazy, and I know there's been discussion about that. But I think we should take bonkers and sort of claim it for demotic and everyday use.
I think that's good. We were. It's funny the words that you use.
Yes,
it's very easy to unwittingly offend.
Oh, very.
We used the word idiot on the front page once, and I'd use it again because I think idiot is a common word for somebody who is just acting stupidly, but. There's a very intelligent guy who wrote in to us. We did it twice. He wrote in the first time and then wrote in the second time saying, you know, when you use the word idiot, you are offending parents of children who have a, you know, a lower
educational
performance, you know, and who are dealing with that. And I, in a roundabout way, my point is that, one, you have to tread very carefully. You are going to offend people, but you do at the end of the day still need a term to describe these people. Yes, bonkers is good, idiot is good.
I think I think words sort of shift from one silo to another.
Yeah,
so it's true, you know. And Charles Dickens would use the word idiot to mean someone who was, you know, raving,
right.
But now we use the word idiot to apply to people who are being ridiculous and silly and should know better.
Yeah.
Ditto bonkers, I think, does not have anything to do with psychiatric judgments. Yeah. So that's, I stand by Suella Braverman as bonkers.
Perhaps an easier way of framing it is to say that she is a perfectly normal inhabitant of the asylum that has become British politics. You know, I mean, they're all bonkers in there, right?
I mean, it's pretty hard to find the non. I mean, there are non-bonkers people in there, but they're fighting. Yeah, they're the resistance.
Yeah,
Keir Starmer's not bonkers. I mean, whatever else one says about him, he's not bonkers.
He's got plenty.
Or is he?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out in due course. Well, listen, thank you all as ever for your wonderful questions. I'm sorry we didn't have time to answer any more. This week we did have a really good full postbag, especially after the Jordan Peterson interview. So thank you all those who wrote in about Jordan Peterson.
Thank you for that.
The one we did covered all of that. And we'll be back on Friday as per normal with our main podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks again for all the increasing listening figures we're getting. Please tell your friends, spread the word, and follow us and leave a glowing review. That helps a lot, apparently.
It really does. So thank you so much, and have a great week.
Have a great week.